Yo, what's happening? Welcome to the Highest Point Podcast. We appreciate everyone for joining us today. This podcast is for everyone, no matter where you come from, no matter what situation you in, but you always know that you deserve the best and strive for progress to reach the highest point. We're going to get into mad topics today, but this is the month of June. So you know what's in the month of June, right?
Nah.
The month of June, we got Father's Day. So we're going to be talking about fathers. We're going to talk about, you know, what fatherhood is and what, how, you know, the opportunities of it, the strengths of it, what it takes to be a great father. A lot of things that you've learned actually during your experience of being a father. Some things that you feel like you wish you would have maybe known before you became a father. We're going to just talk about a lot of different things, man. But yeah. Before we get into it directly, before we get into that, y'all know what time it is, man. Drop that intro.
You are now tuned into The Experience, the Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle. Find out what's happening right now. Came from the bottom, still reaching the highest point. No, we won't pipe down.
We are the truth. We are the cool. We are the culture. The Highest Point Lifestyle.
Let's go. Y'all already know what time it is, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
What we about to get into, man? What we about to get into?
Man, we about to get into it, dog. So, you know, we always talk about we're going to get into, you know, fatherhood.
Yeah.
You became a father before I did. How old were you when you had your first child?
I had just turned 19.
19!
Yeah, man. It was pretty early. Pretty early.
So, 19. So, how old were you when you had your latest child?
My latest? I was, what, 30? Yeah, 30.
Wow. So like 21 years later. No.
No.
No, 11 years later.
Yeah.
You had another child.
Uh-huh.
So let's talk about a little bit of the differences there.
Oh, man. Well,
like when you was 19.
When I was
19. How did you view fathership?
Well, in all honesty, man, I really didn't want no kids when I was 19.
Yeah.
I mean, it happened. So, you know, I had to go with it. You know, me and my oldest daughter, her mother, we weren't together.
You know really?
What I'm saying? No.
I didn't know that.
Nah, we had broke up. And then I went back and seen her. You know what I'm saying?
Whoa.
And I went back out of town. I get a call a few weeks later like, yo.
Stop. I did not know that. Yeah. All these years, I thought y'all was still together at the time.
Nah, kid. Nope.
That's crazy.
So it was like, dang, I done messed up trying to figure out how to tell my parents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because I was in school at the time, at A&T or whatever.
Yeah.
But just trying to figure that out. But, you know, it happened and I had to, you know,
yeah,
figure out what to do, how to move.
Yeah, for sure. So
mm-hmm.
You was at T at 19. When we say T, that's North Carolina A&T University. So he was a college, was that sophomore, 19?
Yeah, it was my sophomore year. It was like, what, 04? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, 04. So, yeah, sophomore year.
Right. What, were you working at the time or were you just going to school?
Nah, I was just going to school at that point.
Yeah, like most of us, sophomores still going to school. And then you find out you got a baby on the way. Like, I know at that age, I wasn't looking to be a father either. You know, how did you, you know, after the baby's born, so how, what were your next steps like at that time? Like, how you guys
had no
out?
Steps, what you
no
mean?
Steps. Facts.
It's just had to take it how it was coming. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
My pops, he was like, yo, man, you need to get a job. You got to send some money home and this, that, and the third. I wasn't doing nothing.
Right.
You know, honestly.
Wow.
And then, you know, a little bit, you know, what happened? Like a couple years later,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was working, right. Obviously. But a couple years later, you know, my oldest daughter's mother,
right.
you know, died. You
right.
Know
yeah. I do recall like, she passed
yeah,
away.
Yeah. So.
So that's even know, more like.
So I would, you know, I would, send money back home, but I send it to my pops or my mama. You know,
you.
I wouldn't directly send it that way.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I worked it like that. And she ended up staying with her other grandparents.
Got you. Like you her know. Mom parents?
Yeah, she's still that to this day.
Dope.
You know, but, you know, I gave her the opportunity to come up here, but she wants to be over that way, and I don't want to just uproot her
right,
from
right.
her friends and everything that she know. But I still try to give as much game as I can about life.
Right.
And how different experiences in different areas can help you elevate
absolutely.
Sooner. than other people.
Right.
That so, don't get the experiences.
So how old is she now?
She what? She's 16. She'd be 17 this year.
17.
17.
Oh, man. So when you got more established, about what age did you have that conversation if she wanted to move here with you?
That was probably when she
like 12.
No, when she was about 10.
About 10? I had
said something.
Okay.
Yeah. When she was about 10, and you know, back then it was just straight and all.
Right,
right. You know what I'm saying?
Because all she knew was down there with her grandparents. That's all she knew.
So, and,
yeah.
So, yeah, you know, time kept going. I kept, you know, throwing the question out there or whatever.
Right.
And then, you know, she gave me an explanation of why it was no. You know, so I, you know, just went with it.
Okay. Whatever,
and it be what it be.
Hey, I dig it. I dig it. That's what's up, man.
Yeah.
So that's your first daughter.
That's my first one.
So, you know, I know you got two other daughters.
I got two more.
So, you got two other daughters, and your next one was Sayel, right?
Mm-hmm.
How old is she now?
Sayel is what, 10?
10.
10, yeah.
She's okay, 10. So she's the same age as when you had your daughter, with your first, your age as when you had that conversation with Fantasia.
Uh-huh.
Got you, got you. So, now, and you have your daughter currently, Sayel and Serena, they're uh-huh. by your wife, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get into kind of how's fatherhood in that situation. You got, you know, your two daughters right there in your home. Mm-hmm. How was your outlook when you had Sayel as being a father? Were you ready to be a father at that time?
Still no.
Still not yet? Yeah, that's real. Keep it real.
Nah, not really. I mean, you know, kids' responsibility. You got to pay attention to them. You got to be in the house. You know what right. I'm saying? Like, around that time, I didn't want to be in the house. I want to mm-hmm. go out.
Right.
Want to do my thing. Want to drink. Yeah. You know, just go out.
10 years
just
ago.
Out.
Yeah.
Just
young.
Be out there, man. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, I appreciated it after a little while. You
right.
know what I'm saying? Helped me slow down some,
mm-hmm.
chill out.
Right.
Take life more serious because she was in the house versus yeah. the other one not being in the house.
Right. It's so, a whole different experience.
Yeah. So it's like you got to, it kind of forced you to step your game up in a sense.
Bet.
Because you don't want to look like you doing wrong, or you don't want to look like you a bum right. either. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, you got this little girl looking yeah. up to you, and man, they soak in so much, you know?
Right.
It's crazy how observant children are. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can never sleep on, you know, what they know and actually comprehend.
Yeah, because they're paying attention to everything. They're soaking it all up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the way that you move, they're going to think it's okay. Like, if you moving wrong,
right.
they're going to think that's how everybody else supposed to move.
Right, right.
You know.
Bet. So yeah, real
talk.
I got to
make sure I'm a good example.
For sure.
You know.
So I'm going to go ahead and bring out a couple questions here. And some of these questions are, and also, if you got any questions for me, you can just fire them off whenever.
Oh, I'm going to get to them. Ain't no rush.
Nah, man. We got time today. We got time today. You heard?
Yeah.
So the next one was, and some of these questions came from my wife. She sent me, mm-hmm. asking me, and I was like, yo, those are some dope questions. So let's talk about it. And we're going to talk about some of these from both our points of views.
Yo, so my wife texting me now.
A word. Where you at? This first one that she has here was pretty interesting. It says, is there a difference of being a father and a dad? Now, to me, when I hear, you know, the word father, that's like when I watch the court show, it just says you are the father. Uh-huh. That means to me like paternity. That's your DNA. But when it's when someone's a dad, I feel like that's the person that's they both can, you know, flip. It can be the same in certain situations.
Uh-huh.
But father to me means biological.
Yeah.
But dad, that's someone that's taking care of you. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Someone that's there for you, someone that you can talk to, someone you have a conversation with, that person that, you know, always there, birthdays and all that type of stuff, sports and all that good stuff. That's what I feel the difference of being a father and a dad is. You have any insight on that?
I mean, in my personal opinion, I feel it's all the same.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, a father, he's there to give guidance. Sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, the father or dad or whatever you want to say
right.
can't be there. you know, and their presence is not felt, but right. when they are around, they make a extra effort.
Absolutely.
To make their presence felt, you know, make an impact.
Right. And long as the effort in there, that's what matters the most, because sometimes if you're not around, I mean, because with me, I'm in a situation of a blended family.
Mm-hmm. Now, could you explain that for people that probably wouldn't know what that term is?
For sure. When I say blended family, that means I have a stepson. You know, my wife had him prior to us meeting. So when I first met Jeremiah, he was about three, almost three. Mm-hmm. And now he's 10 years old. Definitely a long time. We've been around kicking and having a great time this whole time, man. But, you know, with coming a blended family, there's some certain obstacles that you got to, you know, cross as well. You know, it's a lot of different things that it for me as a stepfather, I feel like it's kind of like you got to do twice as much to kind of get half of what the biological father may have.
Yeah, I could see it being like that.
Yeah, it's like
you got to earn your place,
right?
Even more.
Exactly, exactly. You got to earn it even more. Like, I don't have. I know, especially in the beginning, I didn't have much room for error.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I couldn't have any error. But you know, if I noticed, you know, just me being observing the situation, if you know, say his biological dad, you know, if he has some type of error, he get over it. You know, it's. Like, okay, you know, it is what it is. You know, that happened.
Yeah.
You know, so what? I'm over it within, I don't know, probably a couple minutes. But if I mess up, you know, that'll be something that's on his mind all day long, maybe all week. You know, something like. Yeah,
it's like you can't afford to break his trust.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At all.
Like, yeah,
no. At no point.
Definitely
not. You
know
what I'm saying? Because it's heavier scrutiny when it comes to you.
Yeah, it's much more scrutiny. Like, from. Not from much more scrutiny from her family, much more scrutiny from his biological dad's side, scrutiny from him. And who knows what other stuff is in the back of his head that's causing it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
So that was something, a lot of things that I had to deal with in the beginning, you know, still to this day, but it's a little less because we done took certain courses of action to try to prevent certain issues.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
So. Your experience. How would you rate your experience?
Now what you mean by rate?
Like rate your experience. Like. You know. If you could do something different. Mm-hmm. Would you have done something different? As far as going into. You know. Being a stepfather. Or do you think. This was the perfect route. For you.
That's a good question. If I felt like a. Only thing I felt, because of course initially when we were dating, I didn't know that she would be my wife.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I wasn't looking at my current wife the same when we first started talking, of course.
Exactly.
So, you know, if I would have knew she had all these particular characteristics that I wanted in a woman in the first place, I may would have started taking those certain steps sooner. Right. To, because I had to have some conversations, you know, with his dad. I had to, you know, had to have some sit downs. One particular one, we had to have a real discussion,
right.
Because there was a lot of discrepancy, a lot of stuff that, you know, just wasn't adding up. Some things that I couldn't tolerate with someone speaking to my wife in a certain way. Well, she wasn't my wife then, but I knew at this point, okay, I'm going to take it serious with her.
Right.
So certain things. It just can't be, you know, tolerated.
You got to nip it in the bud.
Yeah, we got to nip it in the bud. We got to meet somewhere in the middle to try to avoid all the nonsense.
Right, right.
Because what I had to do was just like, look, I'm not going nowhere. I'm not sure what your thought is of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
This is not some type of fling that's going on. Like, this is my old lady. Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So anything, you know, that's going to be out of the way towards her. You know, and I'm looking at this child as, you know, as my son. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I already spent time, I already been around this kid for over a year.
Yeah.
You know, just doing a lot of things together. I'm like, okay, if I'm with this woman, I'm taking this child as if he's mine too.
Exactly.
You know, with the understanding that he has a biological dad as well.
Right.
So, you know, that was kind of my outlook on the whole thing. So, you know, rating it wise, only thing I probably would have done was maybe stepped in a little bit even sooner, you know, and try to make those, let it be known that I'm not going nowhere. Like,
right.
But, you know, I had to figure that out. I had to, you know, get it, you know.
Yeah. Just man stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because you can't just jump out there and try, you know, like that stuff is not immediate. A lot of times I've heard a lot of women say, you know, I'm a package deal. Like, yeah, but after you get to a point.
Yeah, it take time. You got to go step by step. Yeah, right. You know, just jumping into it.
Right.
So.
And you shouldn't, a woman shouldn't be, shouldn't easily just try to push her child on somebody either.
Right.
They should have those same restraints, that same precaution as the man do.
Right. Because you don't know what's up with this nigga, man.
Right. You don't know what's up with him.
Can't trust him.
At all.
Off gate. Can't trust him. Yeah, you got to build that trust. So.
Right. So initially, y'all ain't no package deal.
Right.
Initially, it's you and him.
Trying to figure it out.
Trying to figure it out.
Trying to see what it look like.
Yeah. As long as you let him know, like, okay, I have a child. You know, if we get to a point, you know, this is my expectations for my child, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's just how it is. And she didn't introduce me to her child initially either. So that was a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's a good thing.
Yeah, but when she did, boy, that first time now, I almost got out of there.
What you mean?
Boy, that first time. What?
You say you about
out. Yo. I was about out of there.
What happened, man?
Man, dog, it was
little fellow active. What happened?
He was very active. We met at daggone CC's Pizza. And as soon as I walked in that mug, man, I was feeling like this is what it takes. I don't know if I can handle this shit. Yo, I saw the kids on top of the darn table.
What you mean?
Like, bruh, Jeremiah, he was on top of the table, wilding. Like, and like running around with other little kids and stuff like that. Like, I'm more structure. You know what I'm saying? I come from a place like where we from, like, you won't allow to do all that.
Nah, you get choke slammed off the table.
Yeah, like, it won't, that just won't going down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I guess she wanted to make sure she see, like, she wasn't going to half do it. Like, you're going to see exactly
what it is.
Right. So she invited me to, I think, one of their nephews or something, birthday party.
Yeah.
And that's just the world she introduced me to. Mm-hmm. Like, she's like, okay, this is how it is. She's like, I'm starting to feel like I want to take you serious, but hey, man, this is what I got going on.
Yeah. And that's what's
been
up,
a couple
though.
Months. That's so here it is. What you gonna do? And I almost skedaddled.
Almost. But you still there, so that's
still
what's
there,
up.
Still there.
And you guys got a little something brewing, huh?
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. So you
got a little one on the way, huh?
Little one on the way, man.
How
little
you
one
feel?
On the way.
It's nervous,
like,
excited.
After like 7 years. Yeah, man. I'm definitely very excited.
Okay. Nervousness?
No, I'm not nervous. I'm not nervous. I've been asked that, but I just feel like this is my first child, right? But I'm in my career. Like, you were 19.
Uh-huh.
I'm in my mid-30s.
Old, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's I don't have that nervousness. I don't. And also, you know, I purposely had this baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We've been married for about 2 years now, something like that. 2 years, I think. Yeah, like 2 years.
Yeah.
So I always said after my after we've been married for a year, I wanted to, you know, have a child.
Okay.
You know, she was still trying to wait for a little while longer, but I was like, nah.
Go ahead and make this happen, huh?
Yeah, I was like, it's time. So yeah, we got the baby. It's gonna be a baby girl. I'm really excited to be in a girl dad, what they call them. And you a girl dad 3 times.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. You see the grades coming in.
It's crazy.
And
like,
I ain't even that old, man. They coming in, though. It's like,
Yeah. Hey, hey, man. Yo. It's hey, that's what they call wisdom. You know what I'm saying? Them wisdom hairs coming in there. I got a couple in my beard, like I'm saying. They can't really see it that much. The rest of it is golden.
Right.
But yeah, man, we got the little lady on the way. I'm definitely excited about that. It's also made me change my perspective on some things, and I think that some things that I thought I was conditioned on.
As far as
what? As far as like having a son versus a daughter. I always something that has been happening since the Stone Ages, bro, that mm-hmm. been kind of force fed to us to believe. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you were a king,
you had to have a son.
Yeah, if you didn't have a son, you were less than. You was like, you're not going to have anyone, any heir. I think that's what they call it, right?
Heir to the throne.
Heir to the throne. Mm-hmm. Like you can have like 8 daughters, but that doesn't matter.
They don't count.
And they still look at you as like, look at you like, and they say that you're weak. You can't even produce sons. Yeah. Something wrong with you.
Right.
And this is my first go around, and I'm even like that, even that has trickled even down now, because a lot of men feel like if they don't have a son, they don't have anyone that's going to carry on their legacy because like their last name. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I gave myself a lot of self-reflection and thought. I'm like, this stuff has just been being passed down. It's just not reality. Because a young lady can absolutely carry your legacy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, my daughter can definitely carry my legacy and be a great representation of our family. Yep. No matter what her last name changes to, if she gets married later on.
Right.
You know, and what I want to do is step in before she's even here on this earth. I want to go ahead and have the right mindset of knowing that, and also, you know, letting her know that as well. Like, yeah, I'm proud of you. I know you can be someone that can carry on our legacy. You know right. what I mean?
Yeah, you definitely got to be in the right mind state. Right. You know, have the right mindset. Right. That way you can, you know, get it into your child so they know.
Right.
Because, you know, society going to push that same thing.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. So. Yeah, it's going to. It was pushed on me, and I didn't even realize it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I would have found out it was a son, I would have still had that same mindset. Cause I wouldn't have been forced to think outside the box.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that's why I know I'm grateful that my first child, my first biological child, is going to be a girl that helped me, because it's already helping me change my thought process.
Yeah.
Because a lot of things in our society, man, like we got to unlearn a lot of the bull that we've been taught.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bullshit.
Yeah, man. It's crazy. Like, and, you know, and everybody out there, I think they really just need to really focus on that, man. Like, really get that out your head. Like, you got a daughter. That's somebody that they can do.
That's still your flesh and blood.
Yeah. Still your flesh and blood. Yeah.
You know, and their kids.
Mm-hmm.
Still have your genes.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Like, it's passing on still.
So
it don't matter the
You know, you might have a daughter, but I mean, she'll probably have some sons or
right.
whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But either way, it don't even matter. It's still your child.
Right. Yeah, legacy's not the last name, it's your bloodline.
And it's about what they do in their lifetime.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. And we're trying to change the when my grandmother passed away,
mm-hmm.
she didn't have a lot to leave my mother or none of her kids.
Right.
My grandfather passed away, he didn't have a lot to leave him. He didn't have a business or something to pass on.
Right.
When my grandmother passed away, she didn't have some type of business or even equity, some type of like homes to pass on.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm trying to break a lot of that generational.
Well, you got to think about it too. Like, they come from a different time. Times was harder for them.
Yeah, you know, but still, even then, there was some
it's easier for us, so we'll be able to do it. You know what I'm
right,
saying?
Right, right.
Like,
so a lot of people still
I know
won't.
You don't, but I know some people hold it against their parents or their grandparents
mm-hmm.
that they wasn't able to, you know, get nothing. They wasn't able to leave them nothing.
That's wrong, though. That's not your grandparents' fault that you didn't do something.
No.
Or your mother or father, you know what I'm saying?
That's not what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. They're looking for stuff to be passed down. Right,
mm-hmm. Like get a jump start or something.
Yeah, but it's like they come from a different time, man. You know, niggas were still getting hung.
Man, not in my mom time.
What you mean? Your mama young?
She ain't nah. She like 60. Some people won't get
man,
it
shit
home.
Was shit was still happening, man. Man, shit was they was
like
still
grandma make, and grandpa.
They
were
still
different.
They were still making it hard on people, man.
Yeah, and they still making it hard now. Yeah. Still, it's a
but
little
I'm saying
easier.
The route is a lot easier now than what it was for them. So we'll be able to do that.
Yeah, we'll definitely
we'll
be able to do
that. But I, you know,
yeah,
if,
yeah.
If they couldn't before, they couldn't before. We got it now.
Yeah, I can't say they couldn't. I just don't.
It was harder.
It was.
I mean, anything is possible,
right? Because there were a lot of people that did. You know what I'm saying? Still, a lot of people that did. That's not. That's even from our situation or from our hometown, or that's not from our hometown. That still, you know, had those type of opportunities. You know, that's how I see it. Because there were still some. Now we got to play the hands that's dealt to us.
Definitely.
Now, also, if it wasn't for my mom and pops, I probably wouldn't have had the type of mindset because they didn't have things financially to help catapult me, but mentally they prepared me. They told me certain things to do, to understand, to actually, you know, you want to get out of this small town and understand what the world is outside of it. Like my sister did that for me too. Like she went to the military. She showed us all these different places. She always flew us out or had some type of gathering at her place in like different states, you know, and that helped me understand, like, okay, it's more to the world than just Berkshire County.
Yeah. My pops definitely instilled that into me.
Mm-hmm.
Like he gave me all the game. I just ain't use it till late.
Man, yo, it's crazy, right?
Like everything he told me, I should have listened.
Exactly.
Like I would have been so far ahead.
Facts.
Like, I'm doing okay. You know what I'm saying? Like I ain't hurting, but it's like, if I would have just listened and
hard headed,
just put that to motion sooner.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I would have been.
I feel the same way, man. Like I didn't really start putting stuff in motion until I don't know, late 20s, or starting really trying to, like, I'm like, dang, this is what it was talking about.
Yeah.
This is what it was saying.
Yeah.
I was tripping.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Not listening.
Thinking you know it all. And I realized anybody that think they know it all
Don't know shit. Yeah.
And because actually when you learn more, you realize how much you don't know. The more you know, you realize just how much you're ignorant to so much stuff.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like that's what I realized when I started opening my mind and really, you know, going out there trying to experience some things, learn some things. Like, dang, man, I don't really know much. I need to gain a lot more wisdom, a lot more knowledge about how this world works, how this society works, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
So I'm like a little sponge now.
Different people you talk to, man, they can give you so many different perspectives, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? From old to young,
from
here or there, you know?
Facts.
Like, they just look, like, everybody look at everything different.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, real talk.
Man, you got to be willing to listen.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Because it's something that you can take from any conversation.
Yeah, yeah. That's like no matter from a child, grown up, you know, old head, just like you said, like something you can take from anything.
Yeah, yeah.
You can learn something from a bum on the street.
Mm-hmm. About how not to be a bum.
Right.
Yeah, he'll tell you how you got there.
Right, exactly. If you listen. If you're willing to listen, it's lesson in everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Let me see one. All
right. But yeah, man, it's Saturday, right?
Yeah, it's Saturday.
You be watching UFC?
Oh yeah, yeah. I definitely be watching UFC.
So Adesanya, he fighting, what's the nigga name? Vittori or something like that.
I don't know him.
He beat him already before, but it was a good one, so they running it back.
Mm.
But yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. You seen the the Floyd fight?
Yeah, I saw the Floyd fight, man.
What's your opinion of the actual fight, first of all?
Of the actual fight?
Of the actual performance.
Well, I was underwhelmed. I was definitely underwhelmed of the fight. Buddy was it's like he wasn't being aggressive enough for me, man. I'm like, yo, go in here and knock this fool out, man. What are you doing? Like,
yeah, but you gotta think about it, he older.
Yeah, but still
dude is
he's much bigger.
Bigger than him. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta think about how far he got to reach up to.
Yeah.
To knock him out. But he is Floyd.
Right. He's probably been tearing his gut up more, like making him get winded where he can, you know,
tear his ass up.
Yeah. That's what I was waiting on.
Yeah. But it just made me think that he might have had some money on the fight. himself through somebody else.
Who, like Floyd? Or
like Floyd, yeah. Like he put money on himself to not knock him out, like for the fight to last the whole entire time.
Right, right.
You know, because everybody thought he was going to knock him out.
Right.
Because it's like, this guy's really not a boxer. Yeah, he been training for a couple of years or however long.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not a boxer.
Nah. You can tell that. You can look at his stance, the way he was throwing. Like, I saw this dude doing some daggone, what you...
Donkey Kong punch.
Right. I'm like, dude.
So, I wasn't too thrilled about the performance.
Yeah, man. I'm definitely underwhelmed. I'm glad I didn't pay for it.
Yeah, I didn't pay for it either, but I saw it.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? I saw it, didn't pay for it. So it's all good. But I was definitely underwhelmed. If they have another one.
How many more of these things you think he'll be able to pull off, though? You know,
I don't know, man. Like the one with Conor, that was exciting.
I was underwhelmed by that too, though.
But it was way better than this.
It was better, yeah.
And
but it's like Floyd wasn't really boxing. It's like he out there playing.
Yeah.
Around.
Yeah. But the fact, it was entertaining because of the way Conor was fighting for one. He was way bigger than him. It looked like he was about to throw a UFC move on him a couple times. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It was like some different dynamics to it. And then it was way more entertaining leading up to it because Conor's personality is just as big as Floyd's. Shit. Like, he good at it.
He was talking that shit.
Man, like, so, you know, it's like, okay, this is going to be fun.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was still, we still expected some more. But he knocked Conor down, right?
Did he? No.
He didn't knock him down?
I don't remember him knocking him down.
I could have sworn he knocked him down, like, towards the end.
In a minute, man. You know my memory is trash.
So,
But
it's been going down, like, you know, I don't know who else. I probably wouldn't even pay much attention to it if he do it again.
If it's free, I'm watching it.
I don't know, man. It's like, maybe someone around his size that I know that, okay, I can really see him go in.
If it's a professional fight, you're going to see a whole different fight. Like,
he'll prepare more,
like
too.
Like a boxer.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to fight a lot different. Because who he fought last, like, that was an actual boxer? Like, Pacquiao or somebody? Who he fought?
I don't think Pacquiao was the last one. It was, I don't know.
I don't know. Maidana? I don't know. Who knows? But you can see the way that he fights against one of those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Versus these exhibitions.
Yeah, he put way more preparation in.
Yeah.
Now, did you see him fight the Chinese dude?
Oh, yeah. That was...
That was slaughter.
Sad.
Had him out there crying. Like, so that was kind of crazy. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah, man. But it is what it is. They wanted to put him in the ring with him, so...
Yeah.
But you see how he handled him?
Who? Buddy?
You
Logan?
You see how Floyd... handled the little Asian boy.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that was easy work.
It was easy work, but I think he respected him more.
He respected. Oh, okay.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, something like at the end when they talking and stuff.
Nah, I'm talking about like
as they were
fighting. Like he actually fought him.
Right. He was throwing some real blows.
Yeah,
I heard Logan say, did he? He was saying like, did he let me survive? I heard him say that.
Then yeah, you know Floyd let this nigga survive, man. Like, come on.
Yeah, and then they had this other one. Like they said, Floyd caught him and then caught him so he wouldn't fall and so he can keep going.
That's what it looked like.
Yeah,
but when the fight was going, I didn't see that. It looked like the moment. Like I got to rewatch it to find it, but it looked like one of the moments where dude was falling on him, Floyd, you know, gave him the elbow to get him off.
Oh, okay,
he was just leaning on him. You know,
I didn't even watch him again. I heard about it though, but I like. I was so underwhelmed. I didn't even want to see highlights. I didn't want to see nothing. I just turned the TV off. Went to sleep. I was done.
Man, I was in there taking shots.
I was done, man. I couldn't mess with him, man. Couldn't mess with him.
Yeah.
At all.
But it is what it is, man. I don't know if he's going to be able to pull anything off to that magnitude.
Yeah, yeah.
It got to be another, like, real boxer.
Right.
Or folks ain't going to jump on that joint.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, man, what's your plans for the rest of the weekend?
Man, rest of the weekend, you know, I'm going to go back to the crib. You know, we're expecting this baby within the next 2 weeks or so. You know, get some things in line, make sure her room together.
Right.
But really, that's about it, man. Like, let's focus on that, man, getting ready.
I dig
You know, fatherhood is a big thing, man. So I did want to, because I don't think fathers get enough credit out there. Not that you have to get credit for doing something you're supposed to do anyway, but I do, even like when it's Father's Day, Mother's Day, I go back home for Mother's Day, but I can't think of a time I went home for Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? To keep it real. And I'm tight with my pops. He's been there my whole life.
Nigga, I ain't never go back for either one.
Yeah.
Like that one.
I done went back for Mother's Day.
Back randomly. You know what I'm saying? Like, I go back randomly. Like, my mama's birthday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't going home.
Right.
Send her something.
Oh, well, yeah. See that's different. Well, it's not much different.
Send her something.
Yeah, yeah. But I think sometimes we feel like
take out later.
Yeah, we have to celebrate and make sure the mothers know that we appreciate them more than the fathers sometimes. Because I don't know if that's more of a condition.
You think the mothers are more important? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that they're not. I'm saying that both are just as important, but we tend to
make the woman feel like they're more important than the man.
I'm going to let you say that because, one more time, because you were drinking. You probably didn't hear it.
I don't know what the hell I said. Hold on.
You said sometimes we tend to make the woman feel like they are more important than the man.
Right.
In society.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe that. That's how we,
you know, that's something.
That's what we was conditioned for.
Something we got to get away from, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it shouldn't be that way. It's all equal. You know what I'm saying? Everybody play their part.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No one person is more important than the other.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's definitely a big thing. And a lot of times, not all women, but, you know, everybody want to say want equal until it's bringing you down to the level of someone else, or either bringing someone up to your level.
Like, shit ain't equal, man. Like, women can do some shit that we ain't gonna do.
Right.
And we can do shit that they ain't gonna do.
Right.
Like, but I worked in a warehouse, you know what I'm saying, like, for years,
mm-hmm.
throwing all them cases.
Right.
I don't expect no woman to go in there and throw them cases like that.
I mean, biologically or anatomy-wise, they don't have the tools to be able to do that on a normal scale. You know what I'm saying? A normal man, not knowing scream stuff, is much more stronger than a normal woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can't, like, magnify its screams and act like it's normal, because it's not.
Because
a lot of times someone say, well, most women can't work in a warehouse and find one woman that's doing it and act like that's normal. But that's not normal.
No, it's not normal.
This chick, you know, is a bodybuilder.
Yeah, she's something different.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, she probably should have been a boy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some people do that with a lot of different scenarios. Yeah. Like, you can't do that. Like, even with fatherhood, like,
before you even get into your point,
mm-hmm.
how many women you think gonna say Happy Father's Day to me, like, on Facebook and shit? How many women gonna try to take Father's Day for them?
Oh, man, it's gonna be a lot. It's
a lot of them bitches, huh?
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot. A lot of women gonna say, you know, Happy Father's Day to me, because I'm the mother and the father.
Yeah.
But can you imagine? You know, it's a lot of men out here that got custody of their kids.
Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law.
There you go. They got custody of their kids. And it's a lot of deadbeat mothers out there.
Yeah.
Let's not act like it don't exist, because it's a lot.
Right.
It's just that men don't go out there and make those type of posts. They don't spread that type of thing.
Right.
Now I'm not saying all men, but most men are not doing that. It's rare that you see that. I have never seen a post of a man saying, you know, I got custody of my kids, Happy Mother's Day to myself.
Yo, if I seen that, I'd probably slap me. You know what
I'm
saying?
Like, Happy Mother's Day to me. I'm the mother and the father. Only women say I'm mm-hmm. the mother and the father.
Jesus.
For some reason, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's different, man.
Yeah, and I guess that comes in that whole equal thing. I don't know, but I think it's a lot of stuff we got to really just change. You know what I'm saying? Just got to really work on. It's not going to happen overnight, but having these type of conversations, it can really bring light to those. Yeah,
get the minds to thinking.
Yeah, man, because it's definitely crazy. Like, no one is more important than the other. You know, we definitely, a man and a woman together as a team, for children is much better, I believe, than just the man or just the woman by themselves trying to, you know, rear their kids.
Right.
You know, having that balance, because we see things way different.
They need both.
Yeah, for sure.
Soft, sensitive side from a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And then they need that hard, strong, masculine sense from a man.
Right, right. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with being a strong, masculine man. Like, they call it toxic masculinity now. You know what I'm saying?
It's, like, it's made up. It's imaginary.
Exactly.
A man is a man.
A man is a man.
You
like,
know what I'm saying? Like, if a nigga doing some fucked up shit to you, then that's just fucked up.
Right.
But masculinity is just masculinity.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? You carry yourself as a man, mm-hmm. and you move like a man, and you get respected as a man.
Exactly. And you don't have to cater to everything a woman say. It's okay to have a different opinion. Or actually, because I have to make executive decisions sometime. You know, like even something simple as, okay, we had a pet turtle, right?
It died.
His name Tufts. No, he didn't die.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
No, he didn't die. But, you know, but Jeremiah, this is supposed to be his turtle.
Yeah.
But he has never done hardly anything to take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I've been telling him time and time again, and also telling him, like, look, man, this is your turtle. This is not me and your mama's, because me and your mama keep doing everything. And I'm the one in the backyard cleaning this turtle tank out and all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of work to come with it.
Oh, I know it.
It's a lot of responsibility. He all cute and stuff sitting in that aquarium and look nice, but people don't have no idea how much work it takes to keep that stuff up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he ain't never helped me clean that thing out. And I keep telling him, like, look, man, you got to help. And also, we about to have another child here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep doing this by myself, because the mother is definitely not touching that dirty tank.
Right.
Only thing she's doing is watching, too. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm telling her as well. I'm like, all right, look, I'm going to have to get rid of this turtle if somebody don't help. Now, I know you ain't going to do it, but because we bought it for Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, okay, I understand. She was understanding about that, but she was saying, like, look, you got to have, you know, have a conversation with Jeremiah about it and, you know, do this, do that, do that, this and the other. So, okay, yeah, I respect that. But I've already been telling him this whole time, like, for months, if you don't hurry up, step up and help.
So you put the warning out there.
The turtle going to have to go.
Yeah.
Especially with this baby coming. Like, I'm not going to have a take cleaning diapers and cleaning tanks at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but she was just high strung going, no. And he kept, you know, when we had a conversation, he ain't want to get rid of him. He ain't want to get rid of him, but he ain't never step up and do nothing with it. So, you know, one day, you know, I shut that thing down. No, she was still saying, you know, want to wait until he, you know, comfortable and want to do something together with it.
Yeah.
But I said, you know what? Forget it. I already told you. This is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So I shut that down, took the little turtle out, set his little self free, got rid of that tank, got a baby setting over there now. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
that's what's up. That's what you had to do. I mean,
yeah, like had to take the whole emotional thing out of it.
Yeah, ain't no emotion, just logic.
Yeah exactly. Like men tend to think more rationally. Now, although her point was very important, it made sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to stay in that mode when it's we got it. Okay, that was preparation mode.
Mm-hmm.
The emotion part. Now it's time to execute. To go ahead and. We got to just go ahead and eliminate this from the equation, because he's not stepping up doing what he's supposed to.
It's going to be a problem.
Like, and I already have this realization. Like, he might be upset for an hour or two, but after that, he's going to be all right.
Yeah, he ain't going to be thinking about the turtle, man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's with a lot of different things. Like, yeah. A whole lot of different scenarios, dog. So,
yeah. So yeah, sometimes, you know, you got to make that executive decision.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's up to them to make certain executive
decisions. Exactly.
I mean.
She done made executive decisions.
Yeah. So it's like, you need both.
Right. Yeah.
Need both, and both matter the same.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah. You know, and I don't have no problem with it when she making a second decision. As long as she talk to me, what's happening, you know.
Yeah, feel me in.
Goddamn. Let me know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So we going to, it's some lot of other stuff I want to get into. I know your time is getting slim. You know what I'm saying?
It's like time for me to bust a
move. You know what I'm saying? You got to roll out of here, but.
Heck yeah.
We'll jump on that next time.
Next week.
Yeah,
let's do it again next week.
I bet we can.
No, not next week, because I'll be in.
Oh yeah, yeah,
Alabama next week.
Alabama. Let me know how Alabama go.
That shit gonna be. I don't know. I ain't gonna put nothing on it. But yeah,
Alabama. Yeah, it'll be fun.
Be different.
Yeah, go out there. You know what I'm saying. I know they got some swamps out there. And
do what? catch a turtle.
Yeah. And then return them back, because you could be the only one in there cleaning the tank.
Man, I know your daughters ain't gonna touch catch me a snapper turtle. That bitch getting ate.
Yeah, we definitely eating. They good eating.
But yeah, man. That's what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. Yo, my name is Matt. Coach signing out with my nigga
Toby.
You dig? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yo, catch us on the next segment, man. Highest Point Podcast. Reach the highest point. Y'all hold it down. Don't let it hold you.
Peace.
Peace.